We are just two sisters by choice, not by blood, sharing our deepest confessions of how changing our mindset and studying manifestation changed our worlds and realities forever.
We are obsessed with showing you how mindset and manifestation can bring you the life you've always wanted.
Let us show you the way to your dream reality, one episode at a time.
Let's get into it.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode with us, the Mindset Sisters. We are currently sitting in my kitchen on a very sunny, sunny day.
I've just realised Alexa's actually got the radio on. We should probably turn that off.
Alexa's playing smooth radio for us.
Alexa, turn off. Thank you.
She was just setting my vibe for the day.
She was. I was thinking, what is that noise? That's what it is. It's Alexa.
Do you know what? It's because I now like to leave Nala with smooth radio playing.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a little bit more calm.
It is. You know? Gorgeous. The sun's shining and we're back. It feels like we haven't recorded in ages. I feel like my whole life has happened twice since we last recorded. It's just so fucking busy.
I couldn't even tell you what we last recorded and what we last spoke about. It was a beginning of the month, Spill the Tea Sisters.
Jesus, yeah.
And I was racking my brain, I think, on that episode as to what I had done the month before.
Yeah.
And I still couldn't tell you what I've now done halfway through May.
See, I feel the absolute friggin' opposite. I feel like I'm going at 7,000 miles an hour, but I'm like, I feel like I'm floating. It's really weird. It's a very weird, weird, like I'm floating, but really fucking fast.
Yeah. You're just going with the flow.
Probably.
Yeah.
It all seems to be going quite well. So that's all right. We'll stick
that's
with that.
Really good. That's we'll really good.
Yeah.
It's Mental Health Awareness Week this week, and we thought that we would actually utilize that and talk about it for our topic this week, because it's something that we are all probably very close to, whether that being for ourselves, family, friends. And actually, before the episode today we got started, we were just talking about like how everybody is and kind of having a catch up, and it really seems like a bit of an uptick in those really struggling at the moment, just in like work life, like
pressure.
There's a lot of it going around at the moment, so we thought let's absolutely utilize this time and keep the awareness going and talk about it openly. And today's episode is actually going to be titled "You Are More Resilient Than You Think," because you truly are. Like, I always find that so funny when people say that and they're like, no. And then you think back as to maybe a really challenging or hard time that you've had to go through. And at that time, you probably didn't ever see or think that you were going to get to the end or out the other side. Mm. And you actually did. Like, you did it. You might be in it right now going through it. But honestly, we can actually do really hard things as human beings. And I like our mindset and how we work through and overcome those honestly make us so much stronger every time.
I actually have been reading The Power of Now, which is a book by Eckhart Tolle. And for those of you that have listened to us for a while, you will know that like one of my biggest battles in life has been my anxiety. And at times there's been points in my life where it's actually been debilitating. Like I've struggled to leave the house. There was at one point in my life, probably 10 years ago, where I used to have a panic attack at the thought of driving. And obviously I couldn't go anywhere then because it would just, And anyway, I used to take myself into the doctor's surgery without an appointment, make them hook me up and do a ECG. I was really, really struggling.
Yeah.
Anyway, obviously have overcome that, and it's very much under control these days through different like coping mechanisms and also just learning how to not let it control me. But The Power of Now has actually really changed the game for me even more so, because occasionally I still struggle with anxiety, not that often anymore, or almost want to say now I did struggle with anxiety, because I feel like it's getting to the point now where I have understood how to make it stop in an instant.
You're really coming out.
And I feel like it's something that I've dealt with for the last 10 years and the penny's dropped. And The Power of Now is, I can't recommend this book enough, but it's all about being present in the moment and thinking about like when I'm being anxious, I'm worrying about something either past or future.
Yeah.
And when you actually bring yourself into the moment, as in right now, looking outside, like I'm looking at the blue sky, I'm watching birds, I'm bringing myself into the moment of what I've got in my life right now. And suddenly it makes the anxiety of thinking, am I about to have a heart attack or whatever my health anxiety used to trigger off, to be thinking, no, literally your heart is racing because this is creating a reaction, but actually you're fine. And yeah. In this moment, are you fine? May you have a heart attack in 5 minutes? Potentially. Don't worry about that right now, because all yeah. that matters is this moment. Yeah. And it's all about bringing yourself into the now. And I think for like people who struggle with their mental health, a lot of the time you have to ask yourself the question, like, am I living in this moment now, or am I thinking about something that might be happening in a week's time, because, or that did happen 2 years ago, whatever. And I just think that that as a tool, as a coping mechanism, is absolutely a game changer. And I cannot recommend also reading that book enough, because it really has changed the game for me.
Yeah, I love that. It's a book on my list. And I love what you're saying there about kind of shifting and like removing yourself from what you're worrying about and what you're thinking about into a current and present moment. Something actually that's, I'm not going to say easy, but something that we can do like really quickly and effectively when you're in kind of that anxious state as well. And I think something that this really relates to for me is like, I don't know if anybody else, but when it's like stressful and pressure at work, it can sometimes take a long time to decompress. So after the workday has finished, that's following you, right? It doesn't just kind of switch off when your laptop switches off. It continues on in your mind. It plays on your mind. And I think utilizing what you've just mentioned about like just keeping really present. So the way I have to do it is, because I do work from home, I have to get out. We just either drive to McDonald's for a Coke or we go for a walk, whatever time of the day or night it is, you know. And something that I did want to talk about today as well is that like talking to those around you, and that's kind of helps you get back into the present moment as well. Like just airing out how you're feeling, and you can also share and say to your family and friends what type of support you want. Like they might want to give you advice. They might want to help you solve the problem, but you may just want to vent and have like reassurance and some empathy and a cuddle. And, you know, it's all going to be okay. Because at different moments in time, I require different things. So sometimes when I tell Gavin a problem, he will go into like action mode. He's like, right, we can do this. We can do this. Tell them that, say this. And, you know, all these things. I'm like, no, I don't need that. I don't need that.
I just need you to understand me.
Yeah.
I need to be heard.
I just need you to say, that's really shit. And I'm really sorry that
men struggle with that though, because that's their inner masculine immediately trying to problem solve.
Exactly.
That's your feminine, you being in your feminine, going to him.
Yeah.
And actually, one way of maybe like overcoming that, and actually, I've had to, since doing that divine feminine stuff and really doing loads of work on it, I've had to explain it to Scott and say to him, explain what me being in my masculine and me being in my feminine looks like, so that when I'm feeling upset and I know I'm in my feminine and I'm in my wounded feminine, I'll actually say to him, oh sorry, that's just my sister ringing me. I'll say to him, actually I need empathy, because Scott actually is not very empathetic in situations like that either, because immediately he'll want to know how to make it better. And it's like, actually right now the only thing that's going to make it better is you just understanding where I'm coming from and saying, I'm sorry that you feel like that.
Yeah.
And let me give you a cuddle. And,
exactly.
And let
me do all the chores for the day and the evening.
Yeah.
You know what, Gavin is very good actually at doing that and like kind of taking that on. But it's so true. And like the communication piece is just so important.
It is.
You don't have to go through anything alone.
No.
Whether that be you have husband, partner, wife, whatever. There is going to be a friend or a family member, hopefully, or us.
Yeah.
You can always contact us.
You can always send us a voice note.
Yeah, that are going to be there for those times. And I think the next thing that we really wanted to talk about as well that actually can kind of lead us to this point is self-sabotage.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like that can become a real spiral really quickly as well.
Yeah, so I think I've actually watched, and I know she won't mind me talking about this, but my sister's got a huge amount on her plate at the moment, and it's actually really interesting watching someone you love go through, someone that you're so close to as well. Though me and Laura are very, very different, we operate in completely different in completely different ways. Laura's very heavily in her masculine, whereas I'm probably sometimes too heavily in my feminine. And watching someone self-sabotage is so hard because you don't see it when it's yourself, but when it's someone close to you, especially because we do so much of this work, so it's very aware of people's behaviors.
Yeah.
It's really been quite tough to watch her go through this kind of transformation, almost, of like being someone who was such a perfectionist generally, to suddenly almost her inner child folding her arms and sulking on the floor and going, I don't fucking want to do any of it because none of it's going to be perfect. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
because I think
absolutely.
She's so struggling with the fact that, like, because there's so much of it, she's aware that when you've got that much, not everything can be perfect because that's physically impossible.
Absolutely.
But almost like watching the inner child getting cross about the fact that it's like, well, I don't want to do any of it then because it's not worth it, almost.
Yeah.
It's like just this, and maybe she doesn't even realize that herself, but like just zooming out, I'm like, I can see that's what's happening here.
Yeah.
And then when she makes space in her mind to actually then be able to get on with one of the tasks, she's then like hyper-focuses. So that's kind of how she deals with things. She's like almost very ADHD, but not undiagnosed. And she's very aware of that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's really difficult, especially with so many people being neurodiverse without having any diagnosis these days, because I think we're more aware of, you know, the world being busier. And I think it's more obvious to people when they do have these quirks about them. But learning how to deal day to day with this busy world, which has so much pressure, and actually looking after yourself at the same time is tough.
Yeah.
So absolutely. I think self-sabotage is the first thing that we go to because it's like, fuck it. I just want to sit on the sofa, eat McDonald's, or like that's my go-to place. Like eat chocolate in the bath. That's me.
Yeah.
Like, so.
And a bit like, woe is me.
Yeah.
I can really get into that headspace like so fast. And like sometimes, and I don't know if this is anybody else out there right now, but we're also talking about what planet's in retrograde at the moment. And maybe that is also affecting what wild stuff is going on for some people. But it's like, I can sometimes get myself out of those, like that headspace or that feeling instantaneously. Like I can just, you know, almost flip the switch. Like we've kind of spoken about before, you know, I can kind of take myself into the moment of like gratitude and even a little bit of journaling and kind of just getting things out and moving forward. Other days, oh my gosh, I literally just want to sit there and like, I don't want to use this word, but literally just rot in my own self-pity. Like it's so crazy. And this actually happened to me last week. Like the pressure and the stresses of work were so overwhelming and so heightened that I thought this is it. Like I can't do any more than I'm doing.
Yeah.
So why bother doing anything as well? I was kind of getting to that position, and it is turning around now, which is amazing. And I do work with some really cool people, but it's like, you can get into that. Like it keeps going a layer down, and you basically like, obviously it's all self-sabotaging talk, like in your head of, oh, well, this is this, and you know, that is that. And if that hasn't worked, then what's the point in trying this? And, you know, oh, we've tried everything, nothing works. And, you know, kind of basically like you're saying about like how Laura, kind of, you can just tell that like,
it's the cross in a child.
And underneath it all, she's just frustrated.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she doesn't want to do it. I definitely can relate to that 100%. And I think something that really helps me that we also wanted to talk about today, and Katie, you actually mentioned it just in terms of like when Laura maybe has the ability to kind of clear a little bit of her plate to then work on whatever project that she's working on. But for me, like decluttering helps literally immensely.
Yeah. Shifting old energy.
Yeah. Yeah. I had been in London for a few days this week and not had an opportunity really to properly clean the house. Katie then said that she was going to come here. So I thought, fuck, I need to tidy up. And even that has made me feel so much better.
Yeah.
But like, you know, when you're kind of in that lull and you're like, I'll happily just sit here in my own filth. Like that's the kind of like ebb that I was in. And then it kind of just takes something like that to kind of shift you as well, which is really interesting.
It's so funny how like, and everyone is so different, because when I'm in a bad space, I do not stop cleaning until the point of like,
wow,
I
wish.
Like I just, it becomes actually something that I then talk about, and people at work are like, I don't want you coming to my house because it sounds like you're obsessive. And I was like, no, I'm actually not. Like my house does get messy and dirty, but it's just when I'm like really in that space, yeah. I have to like physically not sit down because it makes me, and that's something I bring up with. My mum is literally the queen of, I don't know if anyone else's parents say this, but my mum literally is like the person that will be like, I haven't sat down all day today. And I'm like, yeah, but mum, you just sat down a minute ago. You sat down now. But yeah. That's like what I've grown up with. So for her being like, her being productive is to just physically be doing something constantly.
Yeah.
So for me, if I'm not feeling productive at work, I then physically have to be doing something constantly at home until I go to bed when I'm not in a great space. So yeah. And I recognize that in myself. So I know when I'm doing it.
I also feel like that's not a terrible attribute to have. I would really love that actually, if I could channel some of that.
It's me channeling my energy, but it's a fairly new thing. So yeah. I wonder if it's something, a habit that I've created, which I'm not angry at either.
Like developing.
But it's being aware of something like that, because it could be just as obsessive as being sat on the sofa and deciding not to do anything.
Yeah.
So it's then like, how do you channel that energy into something positive? So I think that's probably a really key point here, actually, is thinking about anything that you're doing at the moment. What self-sabotaging behaviors are you currently doing to yourself? And sorry, Nala's having a really lovely time.
Great time.
I don't know what she's barking.
I don't know. I'm going to close the door.
But what behaviors are you currently showing that potentially are sabotaging yourself by, maybe when you get home from work, you are immediately sitting down and procrastinating and scrolling through your phone?
Yeah.
So instead of doing that, and I'm not saying like you then need to get home and clean your entire house, because you might have had a full on fucking day, but it might just be that instead of going to scroll on your phone, immediately going upstairs, running a bath and scrolling on your phone in the bath,
because 100%.
Even just having a bath is productive, because yeah. It makes you feel better. So just like honestly have a think about the things that you're doing to try and channel that energy that makes you feel negative. Because I know, like for me, if I sit down on the sofa and I scroll mindlessly for an hour after I get home from work, it actually makes me feel worse.
Yeah.
And then, but it doesn't mean to say that you can't sit and scroll, because if that is what you want to do in that moment, do it, but do it whilst you're doing something that's going to make you feel better.
Yeah. Look,
go and
scrolling is a really interesting topic though, because it's not good. It's not good for you.
It's not good for you. No, I do think
I will sit there and just be mind numbingly scrolling. And Gavin's like, stop. And then I actually physically won't be able to stop. Like I will put my phone down for 5 minutes and then I will pick it up subconsciously, not even thinking, and start doing it again. And I just want to keep going to the next video, It is honestly scary. I've really tried, like the last 2 weeks, I've taken like, by 75%, I have dropped my screen time because I'm limiting time on TikTok and things like that. And it has helped for going into like London and stuff, because naturally you're
busy.
You're with everyone and you don't have as much downtime. But oh my God, it scares me. It actually scares me now.
Do you know one thing as well? Like actually it makes me realize how much of Atomic Habits I've taken on board. Because the other thing that I've been doing is, when I get home, I do not want to listen to self-development books. I'm not interested. And in fact, like even during the day, I struggle. So I have been downloading audiobooks like Colleen Hoover, so easy to listen to. I've got through about 6 of her books in the last, I don't even know, like probably not even lying, in the last about 3 weeks. Because
oh shit,
they're all on Spotify Premium now. So they're literally all on there. There's so, like, Spotify Premium has changed my audiobook game, because I don't even need to pay for them anymore. They're all there. So instead of scrolling, because you cannot scroll and listen to an audiobook at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of scrolling, I now, if I haven't finished my steps for the day, I go to the gym, go on the treadmill. Yeah. And I will put my book in, because I love my book and I know I need to do my steps. And that's my, I can't scroll, because if I'm scrolling, I can't hear my book. And it's also like when I'm cooking dinner, rather than just like mindlessly listening to whatever the background noise is, I've got my book on, because it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
So I think it's just like, is implementing just these tiny little changes into your day that stop you from doing the things that actually make you feel bad. And if you are doing the things that, i.e. scrolling, make you feel bad,
yeah,
do it whilst you're doing something else. Like, do it whilst you're cooking dinner and scroll, have your headphones in, cook dinner and just scroll whilst you're cooking dinner if you have to do it.
Yeah.
Because at least then you're actually doing something productive at the same time, and you're not going to feel like, fuck's sake, I've literally just sat here for the last hour doing nothing.
Yeah, 100%. And look, we're getting into such a gorgeous time of the year in the UK. We've had really nice weather for what, the last 2-3 weeks, and it just changes the whole outlook on life, doesn't it?
Like, it really
does. My goodness, being able to get out for walks at 8 p.m. at night because it doesn't get dark till 9. Like, this is really the time that we can totally reshift and really open ourselves up now as well for I guess like the next season of the year. And I love this time of year personally because I am outside more. I work from outside in the garden, like just getting fresh air, vitamin D, that honestly like is a game changer for me as well this time of year. I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
And that obviously also really helps with like mental health and anxiety, getting out, getting like, it is just in the present moment, right? Like, it's so, so relevant and apparent. And the other thing is as well, like what Katie said about if she hasn't done her steps, she's off to the gym, she's going to do her steps and she's doing something really positive, like alongside that. This is the time to be doing that, like getting outside in nature. But exercise is also going to have such a positive impact on your mental health as well. It's like all so closely interconnected and combined. And if you are doing one thing, that will then lead you to want to do another thing. It's like a domino effect. As it is for kind of the self-sabotage, you can go the opposite way as well in like really building new habits, a better foundation,
yeah,
and keeping yourself, just your mental health really healthy,
yeah,
and also your physical body.
Definitely. I think pay attention to your habits and see how you can, not even your habits, pay attention to what you're self-sabotaging right now and see whether you can build around that to make it something, even if it's just slightly more positive. 1% more positive a day is going to get you to where you need to be.
Like we always say, it's so true and it's so, so relevant. And like, I think the last note that I would love to say is just check in on people, check in on your friends, drop somebody a message today and let them know that you're thinking about them. See if they're doing okay, how things are going, because that is literally what makes the world go around.
It really is. Like, and Amy and I are off to the spa on Sunday.
Oh my God, we're off to the spa. We're going to record our podcast from the spa.
How good.
We're literally going to be living our higher selves.
We are going for afternoon tea.
Can't wait. The weather's going to be gorgeous. Yeah. This is your sign to go and book yourself some sort of gorgeous little treat.
Yeah.
Whether that be a spa day, whether it be lunch, whatever it is, book it. Gorgeous. Go do something for you. I think that that's really, really important. That's the takeaway from this week, is like, go do something that you enjoy, that brings you happiness, that brings you joy. And yeah, spend some time with some great people.
Yeah.
Thanks, okay, guys. Well, we'll leave you there. We hope you have a great rest of your week and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Just a reminder that for more content from us, head on over to the Mindset Sisters Patreon, where you can subscribe and listen to our secret weekday episodes and monthly courses. We'll see you there.